الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر.
Amongst the most important things that every Muslim has to believe is in respect to the events after death. What I want to do is take us on a very brief journey of the soul after death. When a person dies, we believe that the angel of death comes to take the soul. And the journey of the soul rather depends upon whether one is a believer and one was righteous, or one was a person who rejected faith and was committing sins and transgressions. So the journey of the soul of the believer after death is a very pleasant one. The Prophet Muhammad said that this life for the believer is like a prison. So it is like a paradise for the disbeliever and like a prison for the believer. So when the angel of death comes to take the soul of the believer who has died, this soul will leave the body very easily, and the angels who are gathered there will wrap this soul in beautiful, soft and sweet scented cloths, and they will take it up through the heavens. And as this soul goes through the heavens, it will be called by all the good names and praised by the good things that it had done in the life of this world. And then when it reaches the heavens, when it reaches the highest heavens, it will be announced that it will go back to its grave, and it will return to its grave. And then every soul will be questioned, believer or non-believer, everyone will be questioned. So the two angels, there are two angels who will question in the grave. They are traditionally known as Munkar and Nakir. And they will ask the soul, the believing soul, three very important questions. Who was your Lord? What was your religion? And what did you think of this man who was sent amongst you? Meaning the Prophet Muhammad, may God's peace and blessings be upon him. So obviously the believing soul will reply, my Lord was Allah, my religion was Islam, and this man was Muhammad. And they will say, may you have a goodly end. And then the grave of the believer will turn into as if it were a garden of paradise. It will be spacious and luminous, and the scents and beautiful smells from paradise will come in. And the time of this person in the grave will seem like a short time, because this person will be praying in the grave, making dua in the grave, asking Allah to please let the day of judgment come, because they want to hasten to their place in paradise. So the time in the grave will seem a short time. The day of judgment for everybody is a terrifying and calamitous time, but for the believer, there is relative ease. For example, we will describe the day of judgment in the situation of the evil soul, but the waiting on the day of judgment will not seem like that long a time for the believer, like the time between two of the prayers. And every believer, again, will have to pass over the hellfire. We will have to pass over the hellfire on a bridge that is thinner than a hair and sharper than a sword. And people will pass over this bridge in proportion to the good deeds that they did. So if they prayed and they fasted and they had good qualities, they will pass very slowly. If they committed many sins and they were not that diligent in performing their obligations, then their passing over this bridge will be very slow. Some people, unfortunately, even will fall into the hellfire, even though they were believers, due to their sins. So when the believers had finished passing over the bridge, then there will be an intercession where the prophets and the pious and the righteous and the learned will intercede for those believing people who had fallen into the hellfire, for them to be taken out of the hellfire. So when all of this has happened, then the people will pass into paradise. And the paradise is a place there is no suffering, there is no pain, there is no age, there is no hatred, there is no envy, there is no greed. Any any evil or unpleasant thing that you can imagine will not exist in paradise. It is a place of complete peace, of complete tranquility, of complete happiness, of complete love. And this happiness in paradise will be of a spiritual nature, it will be of a mental nature, and it will be of a physical nature, because paradise also has a physical reality. So the pleasures of paradise will be physical pleasures, food and drink and beautiful companions and amazing mansions and palaces and things there that no eye has ever seen and no mind can even imagine. So it is a place of complete joy, of complete happiness, of complete bliss. And the people who enter paradise, amongst the greatest of the blessings of paradise, is that God will be pleased with them and God will never be upset with them or angry with them again. And this will be forever. This will be khalidina fiha. They will stay there forever. They will dwell in this place forever. And they will never get bored, because every single moment that you have in paradise will be better than the moment that came before it. Your pleasures will just keep on enhancing. Your experiences will keep on improving. Every moment you spend in paradise is better than the moment that came before it. So this is what people who strive and people who make an effort should make an effort for this place. As for the journey of the evil soul, then it is the opposite of that. The evil soul does not want to leave the body. When the angel of death comes to take the soul, this soul does not want to leave the body. It clings to the body. Indeed, the angel of death will rip this soul out of the body, as the Prophet described it. Like if you imagine a stick of thorns and round it is wrapped wool, wet wool. Imagine how, if you want to rip this wool from the thorns, how it will rip. This is how the angel will have to rip the soul, because this evil soul, this disbelieving soul, now knows that the reality that it denied, the reality that it had run away from all of its existence, is now facing it. And the gathered angels will look terrifying, and they will wrap this soul in a harsh and evil smelling cloth, and it will be taken up through the heavens, and it will be called by the bad names and reminded of the evil deeds that it had done in this life by the inhabitants of the heavens. And then it will be thrown down to its torment in the grave. And so when Munkar and Nakir come and question this soul, he or she will not know the answers. When he or she is asked, who is your Lord? They will make a cry of pain, like, ah, you know, and they will say, I do not know. What was your way of life? What was your religion? I don't know. Who is this man sent amongst you? And they will say, oh, I heard the people saying this, and I heard the people saying that, and I just said what everybody else said. So they will say, you lived in doubt and you died in doubt, and God willing, inshallah, you'll be raised on doubt. And so this grave will become a place that is constricted, and then the smoke and the heat and the stench of the hellfire will come to their grave, and they will pray, may the day of judgment never come, and their life in the grave will be like a long time. And when the day of judgment comes, truly it will be a day of terror, a day of fear. It's a day that is described in the Quran when a man will run away. People will run away from each other. Even your mother, even mothers' children will run away from each other. Sons, daughters, husbands, wives, even the people who loved each other the most, everyone will be running away. Why? Because on this day, everyone is only going to care about themselves. Because the deeds will be weighed. Every deed will be weighed. Everything will be accounted for. Every single little bit of evil and every single little bit of good will be measured and will be accounted for. So people will be only concerned that I will have enough deeds to go to paradise, that when God weighs my deeds and scales, that my scale of evil deeds will not outweigh my scale of good deeds. Even though a person ultimately will not go to paradise because of their deeds. No, because of the mercy of Allah, the grace of God, right? But still, this is what God will weigh. God will weigh up the deeds, right? So whoever's deeds of scale of deeds is heavy with evil, they will go to hell. So this is the day of terror. This is the day of fear. People will run. They will be sweating. They will be terrified. And the people who disbelieved, how long will this be? They will seem like 50,000 years. Just the day of judgment will be like 50,000 years. Just that one day. And then at the end of this wait of 50,000 years, the people who made partners with God, and we talked about this in our first first video on this series, the people who made partners with God, God will not even question them. They will just be dragged into the hellfire. What is this hellfire? This hellfire is a place of unbelievable suffering and pain. There will be no happiness, there will be no joy, only anxiety and worry and stress and fear and terror. Death will approach people there from every single side, but they will not approach death. The fire will burn the skins, but God will recreate the skins so the skins can be burnt. People will be so thirsty, they will scream and call for drink, and they will get a drink that is like boiling water that will melt their faces and boil their insides. The food of hellfire is a tree that is so bitter, its fruit that you can't swallow it. But the people will force themselves to swallow it. But that will only increase their thirst, and they will call for water. And you can imagine, how long does this go on? This goes on forever and ever and ever. People will live there forever and never die. This is the true reality. Compared to this true reality of the paradise and the hellfire, surely this life is just a moment, a fleeting moment, almost an illusion. So the wise person is the one who prepares themselves for the life to come.